Good evening, Selumet, and welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is gladdens us all when we see such dedication as you provide within this room. I would at this time, my dear friends, just say to you that however you feel about the state of your world at this time, and it would seem that there is always strife, I want to still reassure you that we are doing all that we can.
That's very nice to know.
To bring love and peace to all people. We do not wish you to become despondent, because that would not help any situation. So be reassured, my dear friends, that with your help and the help of many others in this world, we will come at some stage to a more natural and loving situation.
Thank you. I think that there are positive little ripples and signs that it's slow, but it's slowly changing. Yes,
and that is what we still need to do to have a positive attitude, all of you. I would wish to just say to you this time that even your scientific world is changing slowly.
Yes.
That their doubts are a little less than they were 10 of your years ago. So in this respect, it is a good sign that there are changes happening.
Yes, and there's one gentleman who is basically a chef, and he is conducting a campaign to teach better food values in schools to young children. Yes. And this is something nice that is coming to the fore.
Yes, you will find that over the next 2 of your earthly years, as I have said with your medicine, so you will now find that the scientific world will make discoveries that they until now have dismissed as not...
Yes, I would like to speak with you on that later, Selumet.
You may speak with me now.
Oh. Well, we have recently spoken of the Saint-Yi telescope and the observation of an antimatter universe.
Yes.
You suggested I might think further on this matter.
Yes.
Well, my physical thinking is rather like this. The ether plus its mode of transmission governs the speed of light to this planet. Its mode of transmission has been described as torsional or twisting. Controls the speed of light until it strikes matter and transfers its energy to that. And thinking physically on this, if we consider a single twist, if it goes further to a break point, it will produce a clockwise part and an anti-clockwise part, which might suggest matter and antimatter. Anyway, the ether represents a stage in the production, in the creation of matter. There seems to be good evidence for an antimatter universe. The present scientific community is aware, acknowledges that their reasoning leaves a large part of the universe unaccounted for. The antimatter universe would contribute to that part which is not at the moment acknowledged.
Yes.
I'd be glad of any further commentary you might have on that.
Yes, I understand what you are saying, but to simplify it for the others, it is not as complicated as it may seem. There will never be a full understanding with your scientific world, but it indicates to us how much knowledge they are beginning to gain. Always I have told you there is plus and minus in all parts of life. And this applies to the matter of the universe and the universe's further afield. Of course, I would say that your scientists are dealing very well with the information which is being fed to them from our world. That is the first step I have to make to you.
Well, that is very nice to know.
They would have no knowledge at all if some of it was not coming from us. You know and understand that all of your life is dependent upon being spiritual beings. And when you speak of the ether, of course, it is the most important part, engaging how the rest of the universes work.
Yeah.
But I feel for this time, your scientists need to remain uncomplicated with their visions. Do you understand?
Yes, I see.
And allow more knowledge to come from us, which would then gain them more knowledge here on this earth.
Yes, and it would speed this process up if more of them went within.
Yes, and listen to that still voice. Yes, of course, it would help. But although in times past I have said almost they are a little ignorant of all that is happening, we have now reached a stage where some of them are beginning to listen, to work out for themselves that information, and to define what it is all about. But they will never have the full answer. Not yes. Whilst you remain upon this earth plane.
Yes, and would you agree that the ether is plays a major role?
It is a natural role. It is not something that is made, it has always been.
Yes, it plays a major role in the creation.
Yes.
And a major role in...
existence.
In controlling the speed of light.
And that also, yes. I would agree with you on that one point.
Yes, wonderful.
Does that help you?
That clarifies very nicely, thank you.
Yes. I hope that the others have understood, because you are a gentleman of much wisdom. But it is not always easy for the others to fully understand your questions.
Well,
We are grateful for them.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm writing this book on the ether,
yes.
And it may well be that it'll be beyond a few people, but I hope some will find it of interest.
Yes. We can assure you there will be interest.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. We thank you, my dear friend. We thank you for all the good work that you have done, the words that you have printed, and many people have come to know just a little more of the life that continues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jochen, I believe you told us over a year ago about the discovery of more planets, that's been come to fruition. They announced that about a week ago, I think.
Yes, I am always happy to hear that our information materializes for you, and that you know that the words I give to you are made of truth.
Yeah.
We thank you for that.
Could I ask a question slightly related to George, I believe, about adamantine particles?
Yes.
What are they?
What are they? They are made from the substance of all life. If that is a simple answer for you.
Because they're very, very, very small, aren't they?
Minute, I would say, is the word that I would use. Yes, they are part of existence. I do not know how else to explain it to you. Mm. Yes.
We respect that what comes to us from you, Salimat, is truth.
Yes.
The generation of that truth, one could almost say, is it's a feedback process from all knowledge that has been gained from this and other planets in the universe, and other universes, I believe you have said in the past.
Well, you see, all of your world is never still. It is evolving in the same way as you are. And mankind is a curious creature. He forever seeks answers to many things. Sometimes these questions are irrelevant to your spiritual growth. But we understand that because of the curiosity, you like to ask more and more questions. The questions, my dear friends, I would wish you to ask is, how do we become more spiritual whilst in the human body? Mm-hmm. That is the important question. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask about, on that note, beginning of the year, I had an experience in this room that I hadn't felt before, like I wasn't here.
Yes.
And then, like my heart was bursting out my chest, and I felt like, I was being pulled back somewhere, and it was weird. It's like I could just about hear in the distance someone in the room, but
yes.
I wasn't quite here, but I was here. I was wondering if you could clear that up, what that experience
yes,
was.
Yes, this was part of your development. It is part of the spirit separating from the body, and we know you found it a little uncomfortable at the time. So we try never to, what is the word you would use, to bold, that someone would feel uncomfortable. But indeed, it was another step in your own development.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I guess the main thing is going within to... see what we can receive, but exercises such as we had last week would, I guess, also help to develop this.
It would help each one of you to develop in your own individual ways.
Mm.
After all, you are each individual. And although you come together in love and peace, in your daily lives you are very different. But that makes no difference to the spirit. So, yes, you must go within if you wish to be more in contact with the spirit. I find sometimes difficult to explain that you are all one at the moment. You are spirit, and yet you have this human body, which sometimes causes you and your mind to become a little cluttered. So when you go within, the spirit becomes freer. That is the time that as individuals you should ask your questions, and you will receive your answers. Maybe not exactly what you want to hear, but still it is your own spiritual answer.
I think I would be right in saying that you, Selimeta, are part of that oneness, because you receive so much from everywhere and recycle it.
That is a very good way to put it. Mm-hmm. I have never been called a recycling bin. So I will remember that, my dear friend. Yes. Recycling, I must remember.
But do you regard yourself as part of that oneness?
I do.
Yes.
I am part of many parts. That is a whole. And again, we are going to a subject which is a little complicated for the human mind.
Yes.
But yes, you know, and I told you from the very beginning that I speak as a conglomerate of beings.
Yes.
And that is still true today.
So, can we see a conglomerate of beings as...
You can see a conglomerate of being as a universe of truth. The university of truth, if you like.
Yes. A collection of parts, or is that putting it a bit too physically...
I think for understanding, that is a good way to put it.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And parts which have never existed as humankind.
Yes.
And parts which have existed, but as a whole, we are just bound in love.
Yes.
Existence.
You say, and parts that have existed
in some form.
Hmm.
Yes, have existed in some form.
Right. Yeah.
But again, what is important is the truth that we bring to you. I hope that is helping you.
Yeah, it's widens the picture a little more. I just had the thought maybe it helps your the whole truth that you've got. You're a conglomerate with formless beings and those that have had form.
Yes.
They're no longer
but not form as you would understand.
Mm.
That is why I say
it
is more complicated than words can say.
Right, so they wouldn't have been human.
No.
But yes, some form that, gives us something to go on.
It is something for you to consider.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would any of those forms be physical?
Mm. No.
No. Oh.
Sanuat, when we pass the spirit, we sometimes take on a form of how we looked when we were on the earth, I believe, for recognition purposes.
Yes, when you pass the spirit, you mean?
Yes, so
yes.
If we were, when we pass the spirit, and if we were to call upon you for a conversation, how would you appear to us?
I can be transformed to the form of a human,
mm-hmm.
in order to teach on the lower levels. but I only come so far, so often. There are many teachers in our world who are prepared to teach those who have questions. It is not something that I do with regularity. But if you were to call upon me whilst in spirit, you would find that your answers will come.
Thank you.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes.
There are many teachers in spirit, and there is much you can learn when first you take your place there. But the others understand this, do you not?
Sort of. I think it's in the sense that there's vast libraries, if you like, and teachers, and you know that the truth is there, as opposed to on the earth where
you will no longer doubt the truth once you have returned to spirit. After all, my dear friend, you are returning home. Nothing will seem strange.
That's right.
So all will seem familiar, and you will feel boundless love. Unlimited love.
I guess that like the you get beautiful days on the earth, but they're sort of, that's not the norm usually, but they're probably just a small, you know, compared to in spirit.
Yes, I would say that in comparison, a beautiful day here would seem very hazy in spirit.
Yeah.
It would seem dull, although as human beings you would think it a most beautiful day. The colours, everything about spirit is, I don't know how to explain it to you properly. I can only say the beauty will astound you.
Yes, yeah. I think we can kind of get the gist, but we, you know, we until we experience it again, we won't know for sure.
Perhaps we should think in terms of a beautiful summer's day here being a less than halfway stage in beauty.
Yes, it is. Although it is beautiful to human beings, to us it seems a little dull. Yes, you are right.
Yes, and yet for many, they'll still get the, even though the learning can occur, as you say, on that side, many will choose to come back here. And it almost seems, you know, why would you choose to come back to a hazy, very, very hazy place at the best of times? But I suppose you do get that, the focus for certain lessons, perhaps.
Yes, always the choice remains with the spirit. Of course, some are not quite so keen to return too quickly, but that is their free will, and that is always respected. But there is advice from those teachers in our world who will offer guidance and love. And let me say to you all, my dear friends, you never return to a lifetime unless the decision has been made by you. So never feel that it is something that you must do.
No.
It is something that you have decided is right for the growth of your spirit. And after all, that is what these lives are about, the growth of your spirit and yes. returning home.
Yes, it's a growth of spirit and not just a retrograde step.
Yes. No, you must never look upon it as that. No. Yeah.
Would we have the chance to reincarnate onto a different planet? Or will we always be human when we reincarnate?
There is much discussion about this, that you can return. Energy can be transmuted, but I would say, no, you will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
You will not inhabit another planet in that form.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there is dispute about this, but that is my answer to you.
Okay, thank you.
Have you more questions this time? No?
Well, there's just one which probably has a negative answer, but you said at some stage that a new energy would be forthcoming from the sea.
Yes.
there's one gentleman who seems to have worked out a process for making alcohol out of seaweed, but I don't think that's what you had in mind.
Well, I thank you for the information, but no, I was speaking of benefits to mankind in general, and not seaweed drink. Although I must say that the seaweed in your seas can be beneficial. Yes. But there are many things happening in your world. As I say, people, although it may seem that all is going wrong, it is not, my friend. It is almost like a cleansing. A cleansing of the soul, in order for you all to move forward.
Ah, that's a lovely way of looking at it. It does feel like that. That this year, the last few years.
Those of you who are sensitive to spirit would see that difference. Although many people with negative thoughts would see only the unhappiness, the wars, the negative stuff in your world. But keep positive, my dear friends. Keep positive on all matters.
Yes, it's kind of a detox. You have to get rid of all this stuff, but you have to get it out first. So
yes.
It's coming out, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
We're seeing it in the media.
Yes.
Things.
The more sensitives we have, the better the understanding will become. So I leave that all with you, my dear friends, and hope that it has given you a little food for thought. And
well, yes, indeed.
Yes.
I feel this has been a wonderful evening, which has taken us further forward, and I'm sure it will be of great interest to many, many of our readers.
Yes.
Thank you, Sonimet.
And I thank all of you, my dear friends. I thank you all for your love, for your dedication, and I wish you could see the growth of your own spirits since first we met. You would be surprised. So, I leave you now, cloaked in my love and in the love of those here in my world.
And till
we meet once more.
And I'm sure we might send our love,
to
you all in your world. Thank you.